This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program. The phones are open. Should you wish to join us, we talk about the unending hypocrisy and warmongering of standard issue Democrat Republican politicians. What happened last night at the debate here in New Hampshire? There's a Senate debate for a U.S. Senate seat here in New Hampshire between the incumbent and the challenger. The incumbent is Maggie Hassan. The challenger is a man named Don Bolduc. He's a general or former general within the U.S. military, I think the Army, if I recall correctly. And both of them are warmongers, and so some of the libertarian activists, including, well, all three of us, were out at this event last night, along with about a dozen liberty activists in total, there to support Jeremy Kaufman, the libertarian candidate who, of course, has been completely excluded from any kind of debate. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the cacophony, the constant noise making of people chanting on the Democrat and the Republican side, and then the Libertarians trying to respond with some actual intelligence. And like Reed, you were playing audio of what Don Bolduc has actually said on Fox News about wanting to basically go to war with Russia and China.
It was a very inconvenient clip for them to keep hearing over and over and over again.
Indeed, considering they believed he's not in favor of war, and so you were proving them wrong. Meanwhile, Bolduc arrives after Hassan already arrived and like went right inside, basically. Bolduc arrives, and he's starting to work the crowd. He's shaking hands. He's got plenty of time, by the way. These people arrived well before 7 o'clock, because you were under arrest by 7 o'clock, Joa.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact time, but
yeah, I think it was before that, even.
I think it was a little before that, because I think we got to the police department shortly after 7.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, you sort of... Bolduc was kind of coming towards you, and you kind of met him when he ran up towards the sidewalk. You'd already been told you can't trespass on the campus earlier in the evening, and you weren't. You were still on this basically the sidewalk area, but in the kind of the road part of that. You met him. You had a few words with him about being anti-war, and he immediately turns to the police, points you out. It's hard to see in the video or hear what exactly he might have yelled towards them, which is unfortunate because I would have loved to have heard that. But it's almost seemed like this was orchestrated to some extent. And that's,
But I felt like he was definitely trying to incite his supporters to further assault me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's saying, he hit me. Well, why are you yelling that multiple times in front of the police and your supporters other than to grab the attention so that I can be further tortured and assaulted?
At the very least, he wanted, what you're saying is he wanted his thugs, not the police.
Well, they're thugs too. And they're his thugs
supporters.
Too. They're theirs. Yeah, exactly.
Some people say the police are backing Bolduc as well. But he wanted his the randos that were at this event, his supporters with the signs, he wanted them to do what they did, which was they crashed through the signs, and then they started to attack you.
Right. And this is why I said when I went to file assault charges against him today down at the police station.
The same police that arrested you.
That's correct. The same place I would have to go to. That's why when I said to him, he was inciting violence. By saying this, by doing this, by already assaulting me, supporting his supporters assaulting me, and then saying, he hit me. Well, why are you saying that like that? Only for more retaliation and more violence on me.
Yeah, he backed his elbow into you. It's crystal clear on the video, which you can see right now.
Absolutely.
At freekeen.com. I took the slow-mo. I zoomed in the video. I may have played it more than once.
Good.
Made sure you could really see it.
Let that sink into all those Bolduc supporters.
And then it was after he elbowed you that he then acted like he was hurt, and he grabs his back arm, which is part of where he hit you with, it looked like.
Also, it's the opposite side from where the people bumped into him.
Right.
Right, because they kind of bumped into his back left shoulder or something. And so then he grabs here, even though, even if they...
Honestly, I don't care if he was hurt. You know why I don't care that he was hurt? Because I did not do it.
Yeah, no, you didn't. And that the video is...
At least the guy with the American flag is the one that came after you, not the guy with the Gadsden flag, because that would have hurt a little bit. It would have been like, dude, what are you doing, you know?
Yep, so that's what happened. They then put handcuffs on you and charged you with disorderly conduct, so-called.
Well, actually, they arrested me originally for trespass. And then they told me at the station while they're processing me, oh, yeah, and he gets the officer gets a phone call. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, we're tacking that on, too.
Oh,
so they got the soon when I got there, because they knew they had nothing. They knew I wasn't trespassing. Right. So now they're gonna get me for disorderly.
They always, that's their go-to. It's their favorite charge.
It's a butthurt charge.
If you're ever arrested for activism, you're almost guaranteed to get hit with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, what's interesting is some people were saying I wasn't allowed to have a megaphone there, but I was blasting it all night, and the cops never said anything. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe they'll just tack that on later.
Yeah, also use of megaphone. Yeah.
So, let's see. You were then taken away, as we mentioned before, you were kind of paraded in front of,
the whole crowd.
Paraded in front of the whole crowd, taken kind of back around to the side where no one was around. It was like back where the TV truck was.
Yep.
There was no TV there.
And that's when Jeremy showed up.
Jeremy Kaufman, who was like late to the party. And now, he didn't think he was going to be late because the event didn't start until 8 o'clock.
Right.
But the candidates had gone in before 7, and that's when, as soon as the candidates went in, the supporters just cleared out. Mm-hmm. It was over. So, like, Jeremy had come with his loudspeaker that he had last week at the NHPR, and he was heckling. It was a really entertaining video that you made last week, Joe, on your channel.
Oh, thank you.
Breaking the Flaw. But Jeremy's, like, heckling these people with a loudspeaker and a microphone. So he had his loudspeaker ready, and then he comes in. You're being arrested. He's like, okay, I'm late.
I guess I did my job. He's like, I did my work here. No, let me make this clear. I do not work for Jeremy. I support him. Actually, I haven't had, like, super conversations with Jeremy. Like, I've barely had much of a conversation. Maybe a few months ago we sat and talked a little bit, but that was non-political. It just had to do with his odyssey and of his business. And nothing really. I just support his message. I think it's the satirical,
I agree.
Political message he's getting out is waking people up.
I don't know how much it's waking people up. Maybe it is. I hope it is. I mean, that certainly would be ideal. But I just love a candidate that doesn't take the system seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Like, not only is he coming at it from a satirical standpoint, he's got funny messaging that's entertaining and it's getting shared, but he, even though he says, I'm serious, we know he's not, and it's quite
no,
clear.
No, I actually do believe he's serious. Maybe the satirical ad isn't really serious, and you're mocking it by saying I'm serious, but I do believe he's seriously running.
No, he is. Raising money. He's, trying to get on the ballot. He's doing all the things you're supposed to do to be a political candidate, but he doesn't take the system seriously.
No.
He doesn't care what people think about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't care about the decorum of the system, and that's one of the reasons why they certainly don't want him on the stage.
If anything, that makes you taking it more seriously. Anyways, if you're going along with the clay mold of what they all want you to be, you're serious. Nothing. You're not really caring about America and liberty and freedom. When you're making a joke out of it and people seem to pay attention more about it,
mm-hmm.
that seems like you're taking it really seriously. That people really want to, they want to hear this. They want to hear a real true message. And you throw a little bit of retarding gay in there, and it makes the whole world great.
So he shows up. You're already in handcuffs at this time, and most of us, I think, and I don't think everybody, but like maybe half the group of libertarians had kind of followed you back there with the people with cameras, I think, mostly followed you back there as they were taking you back. And then Jeremy comes up, and he kind of like gives an impromptu speech about how, this is wrong, what they're doing to you. And the cops just sort of stood there for a while with you, and you were just kind of debating them about the circumstances of the arrest, and they just didn't have that much to say. It was a really awkward situation.
Well, I was like, did you see it? And they're like, no, we didn't see it. And I'm like, oh, are you just going to take someone's word for it? This is a non-arrestable offense, then.
Yeah, how can they arrest you for trespassing if they didn't witness you trespass? Isn't that a requirement for trespass?
But you know what's funny, though? They're liars. And I'll tell you why they're liars. Because I saw video footage of them watching it all happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to lie to my face like that? You've lost trust in the community. You should be...
Wait, what were they saying they didn't see?
They They said they didn't see me trespassing.
That's what. So isn't it a requirement? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, right?
Right.
But isn't it a requirement that first you have to be warned by somebody authorized to tell you you can't stay on the property?
And I did. I was.
And then the police would have to see you on that property in order to make that arrest.
And isn't technically, they would have to have escorted me off the property, which they didn't do. And they didn't. They made this arbitrary line, which I don't know if it's the property or not, but I definitely went to the sidewalk. I went to public property.
More coming up here. You can join us. I want to get to the news coverage aspect of this, which has been ridiculous, coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about the and Joa ended up in handcuffs as a result of a lying politician named General Don Bolduc, who is currently running for New Hampshire, or rather U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire. We're going to continue with that story because there's a lot to talk about. We haven't even really gotten into the media coverage aspect of this, which is one of the most ridiculous parts about it. But Bitcoin.com is a great source for learning about cryptocurrency. So if you're ready to start learning about crypto, get over to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. You can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there, and they'll go over some of the basics. And you really ought to understand some of the newer ideas that are coming into play, like decentralization and taking the power of money out of the hands of those who have always controlled it, like the big bankers and governments of the world. That's the real benefit, or one of them, behind cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. Plus, you can get the latest news headlines any old time you want in the world of cryptocurrency by going to news.bitcoin.com. That is news.bitcoin.com. Now, some news agencies are better than others. We've certainly seen that playing out in the last 24 hours.
Well, I want to bring up one real quick, because this is sure. like one that I just really dove onto, because it's a very conservative website, Breitbart.
Okay.
So if you go to Breitbart right now, top article, right at the top.
It's still at the top.
Well, technically, the article changed, but okay. It's mentioned. The incident is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really funny. It says, Obama warns demonizing opponents lead to violence as Biden calls for Republicans' threat to democracy. Okay? But they, if you scroll down, they give a list of alleged attacks, right? And at the, let's see, one, two, three from the bottom, they mention a physical attack on New Hampshire Republican nominee for Senate, Don Bolduc, alleged by a local libertarian. And that's listed along with murders, bitings, beatings, threats, bombings, stabbings, murder, rioting, let's see, shooting.
Wow.
Yeah. Ian, you were there. Did I do anything like that?
No, you didn't even touch the dude.
Oh.
You pretty violently held your hand down at your waist, like sort of behind your back.
Well,
and,
the camera is the new gun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 24 frames per second or whatever.
Yeah. 30
frames per second. 1080p.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the mainstream media got a hold of this last night. I mean, I don't know. Was there much else to say? Should we talk about your getting arrested and then going to the police station? Was there anything you wanted to share from your police station experience?
No, that it's pretty just, I actually was extremely surprised. There was way more people than I expected to be there.
Yeah.
If anyone's seen Rambo First Blood, that was basically what... No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, you guys didn't break me out. No, okay. Yeah, no, they actually, I would say generally they were, the police were, you know, respectable about it. They took the cuffs right away.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep. I tried to refuse my name and my identifiers or whatever, but then they threatened me to put me in Valley Street, which is
the worst jail in New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely. And I've had people message me saying I've been poisoned. They poisoned me.
Oh, my God.
And so I don't want to be in there.
Inmates die at that jail.
You also would have missed Free Talk Live.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
And 2 days prior, like 3 days ago now, I actually audited the prison, so I don't think they were...
Valley Street you did?
Yeah, they still have me fresh in their mind, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that wouldn't have gone over
well.
Well,
maybe they would have treated you well, because since you're auditing them, they'd be like, oh, well, we'll try to throw them off the scent a little bit.
Inside audit, in that case.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just you're going all in on your audit.
I'm not going unless I bring my camera.
Yeah. So you then decided to give your name because you didn't want to go to the
yeah, and actually the bail commissioner was kind of like, yeah, you don't want to go there.
And, yeah, I mean, a lot of people
as
know
in like
a bad
that's,
place.
But that's kind of like, you know, showing a sign that the system is bad.
Yeah,
like I said to him specifically, no, I am not identifying myself. I have not committed a crime. According to the law, I only have to identify if I've committed a crime. I don't believe I committed a crime. It's clear as day on video that I didn't commit a crime.
It is their obligation to identify you. I told you the story about how Sam Dotson, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, was arrested for something, I don't even remember what it was, in Keene years ago, and he refused to ID.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him John Doe. They booked him in the county jail, and he stayed there for 59 days, if I recall correctly, because he refused to identify himself. They knew who he was within the first 2 weeks.
Oh, sure.
They figured it out, right? Like, they did the investigation, and they figured it out. But because he wouldn't tell the judge, he had to stay behind bars as John Doe, And they finally, he never told them the whole time. He never identified himself, and eventually they just, they literally kicked him out the side door of the jail. They gave him the whole tub of all the stuff that he had in his jail cell, and he walked out with the orange jumpsuit on, which they're supposed to get that back, right? Like, normally you're supposed to change out. You get the clothes back that you had on when you went into the jail, and they just literally pushed him out the side door, and that was the end of it.
So yeah, that, one other thing that happened,
you didn't
though,
spend 59 days.
No, if it wasn't Valley Street and it was actually like Cheshire County, I probably would have sat in there.
Yeah,
I would. They know who I am. King PD knows who I am.
Sure.
I'm sure the courts and everything like that know who I am at this point. But the thing is, I do have one bail condition, and that's not, oh, I can't trespass on the property. That's not what the bail commissioner, he didn't say anything about that. So technically I can go back on the property, but I'm not going to. I have no reason to go there, and they're crazy. But the only bail condition is I have to go back in, at the time, 72 hours to go back to get my fingerprints.
And you went back today, but it wasn't for that reason?
No. Like, come on. And maybe I'll super glue my fingers up before I go. They're not getting my biometrics. I told them, like, this is against my religion. You don't get my biometrics. I don't mind
my
pictures.
That's an interesting objection. I've never heard that
before. You can take my picture because I go out in public, but you're not going to steal my fingerprints.
Actually,
you could use that against me. As in, like, you could, like, plant my fingerprints on things.
I had
mine, so.
One of my roommates, he refused to have his picture taken when he went to go and vote. Because in New Hampshire, if you refuse to ID when you go and vote, they want to take your picture and, like, fill out a form or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'd never even heard this one before, and I thought it was brilliant. He said it's against his religion to have his photo taken. And then they said, well, then here's the religion form that you then can sign and opt out of actually having your photo taken. I thought, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. I got to talk to my lawyer about that one. I don't know. I don't want to give him my fingerprints.
Yeah, you definitely should talk to him about that for sure, because he knows what they're going to do to you.
Yeah, two more days.
Refusal to process could be, I don't know what that's going to result in, but...
They released me already. They know who I am. Yeah, they know true. I haven't actually hit anybody or committed any crimes. This is just baloney at this point.
Yeah,
like,
I'm curious
let's
what your lawyer will say to that. So, the mainstream media picked up this story last night, not long after the debate had started. I think the story started to run because Don Bolduc's campaign staff started putting stories out there and quotes saying that you, Joa, had, or they didn't use your name in a lot of cases, a libertarian activist.
Yeah, well, some of them actually said Maggie Hassan supporter at first, I think.
I'm okay with this.
that was the goal.
I'm a Maggie supporter. You hear that, everyone?
That you had, quote-unquote, thrown a punch at Don Bolduc.
Yeah, he ducked a punch.
I gave him a big verbal punch.
I know I sent this off air, but if he had actually, like, just decked you, I would have been more impressed than this whole, like, you know, elbow thing. Like, it's so lame, dude. Like, if you're gonna go for it, he should have just knocked you out cold.
For real.
I would have voted for him maybe after that.
So. Like, how do you even sneak an elbow in? Like, you don't sneak an elbow in. Yeah, I know. Just punch me in the face next time, Don Bolduc.
He didn't want anyone to see. He figured in the fracas that was going on that he would be able to get a connection with you.
They don't know there's a bunch of liberty-minded people across the way with a bunch of cameras.
Apparently he didn't.
Don Bolduc a punch.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-60.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. In financial news, the Dow losing 146 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Reed,
and Joa.
For his own show, Naturalist Capitalist, and you'll find it over on his Odyssey channel. I think he's got a YouTube as well.
So I upload things to YouTube, and then everything goes over to Odyssey. I just uploaded an episode before I came here about what happened last night.
Oh, great.
So it's probably not on Odyssey yet, but it will be soon. If you want to watch it now, go to YouTube.
Did you have a guess?
One of the rare solo episodes.
All right, cool. Check him out over at Naturalist Capitalist. If you want to find him on Odyssey, just type it in after you go to our channel at video.freetalklive.com, because Odyssey's kind of spelled weird. So, again, video.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to look for Joa as well on Breaking the Flaw. Search for that one and subscribe to both.
Thanks.
Yes. And so we're going to go to your phone calls here, and then we'll talk about the mainstream media and what they did and the hack job coverage, quote unquote, that they did over your arrest last night, Joa.
Okay.
And
it's fake news until Republicans do it, then it's totally legit.
Let's go to Major Payne though first. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian.
Yes, sir. What's
hey,
on your mind?
How's it doing?
What's up?
Evidently, it's been a rough day. I heard about your disappearing act when the phone rang and you and Bonnie ran out.
Huh?
That must have been to go rescue old Joa there.
What are you referring to? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, I heard that you had an emergency phone call and you suddenly disappeared. and somebody else ended up sitting first chair for the show.
No, there was no emergency. I don't know where you heard that.
No, I'm not on the show on Wednesday nights.
No, he's talking about me, I think. No. We went specifically out tomorrow or last night to go to this event that we've been discussing for the last hour and a half. So that there was this was not an emergency. It was a planned activism occasion. But yeah.
Well, they just said that you kind of got a phone call and disappeared, and they didn't know why. So
that's weird.
Put two together on that one.
Okay. Well, anyway, I called within the first 10 minutes of the show last night to tell them that Joa had been arrested, so I would think they would have known where I was. But anyway, here you are, Major. What are you calling about?
Well, once I know you're against war, and I am too, but one of the things that I have always believed and I've taught my children, that our ancestors, the ones that survived, actually ran towards the sound of the gunfire, not away from it. Because if you run away from it, you're going to be captured and enslaved. Either you fight or you die. You know?
Well, it's one thing to be anti-war in the form of the libertarian, which is to say that we are generally against warmongering, nation-building, invading other countries. But I think most libertarians are in favor of self-defense. So yes. That's not to say that because you're anti-war means you're going to run from a fight. It just means that you don't support the government military and their militarism and their adventurism all around the planet, killing all kinds of innocent humans.
It's funny because libertarians love being armed to the teeth.
Yeah, especially here in New Hampshire.
You know, so they have. I would say libertarians generally have more guns than Republicans, but libertarians are not starting wars, are they?
Right.
You remember what they just tried to do with the Michigan militia here? They convicted three of those silly buttheads because they rolled over.
Yeah. You're talking about the governor situation.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that she was they
Honey
were trying to
situation.
Kidnap her in her residence on Mackinac Island, I think. The governor has a mansion on Mackinac Island. That might not have been the one.
Okay.
But it might have been her own home.
What were you calling about tonight, Major?
Well, the ones that cannot get fingerprinted are the Masons. And I'm not talking about George Washington, the Priestley Masons. I'm talking about the guys that work with rock and mortar. Your fingers get so worn and calloused, you cannot be fingerprinted.
You got to pick up masonry before you go in. Get on it, man.
Actually, my vlogging really does work my fingers a lot.
Is that really true, though? Major, Masons have worn away their fingertips?
Sounds like a good urban legend to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like I need to drag my hands out the window while I'm going to the police station to get my fingerprints done.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major. Appreciate it.
All right, no, I'm not going to do that.
That doesn't make sense to me because, I mean, if you, cut your fingertip off, or not your fingertip, but if you cut the skin off, doesn't your fingerprint grow back the same way?
It does, yeah.
Well, I've had my fingerprints almost completely gone before. Doing work. I've had this happen. Mm-hmm. So it's not unusual. Actually, when I was a kid and I was skateboarding, grab your skateboard, you got the grip tape. Uh-huh. My fingerprints were worn off. My skin was getting real thin when I was handling my skateboard.
It didn't get thicker from calluses?
Maybe over time after, but it was definitely wearing them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's always touching grippy, you know.
So you got arrested last night, Joa.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of BS, and this Don Bolduc character, this general, accused you falsely of hitting him.
Yeah. And someone that everyone trusts because he was a general. Go ahead.
And he claims he doesn't lie, apparently, because, he was in the military, so therefore he can't lie.
No, definitely not.
He's definitely not been caught on camera switching his positions every couple weeks, depending on who he's talking to, either.
Right.
And now he's been caught again, making false accusations.
No, he's right.
Okay.
And
that was actually one of the other clips I played was him flip-flopping on the election.
Right, where he was claiming there was election fraud, and then all of a sudden he wins the primary.
Yeah, and it's legitimate suddenly.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you were talked about in the mainstream media. This thing started spreading to Fox News. You mentioned Breitbart, the Washington Examiner. I mean, it started going all over the place.
Daily Mail.
Sort of the more conservative-leaning publications, so New York Post and Fox. These are Post is owned by Murdoch, if I recall correctly. So these are the ones that were covering the story and claiming that you, some of them didn't use your name, just some libertarian activist,
sure.
Had attacked Don Bolduc and had thrown a punch, and they just took the campaign's word for it. The campaign made this statement about, and it was like a couple different campaign staff that made this statement about you, and they didn't bother to call you.
Nope.
They didn't bother to try to find any kind of corroborating evidence
maybe,
of this.
Maybe realize there was a dozen cameras there?
They didn't in even most cases. I don't even think they used the term alleged in most cases. You read something, I think, out of Breitbart where they actually did use that term, but it was just, the campaign said that, and then they just published this claim about you.
They're known as a bastion of honesty, that campaign is. And keeping their word, especially.
There was if you just search, I'm sure if you just search this, physically attacked senator, right? Not senator, the senator from, candidate. Don't even worry about that. Just be, you know, physically attacked senator. You're gonna find this article over and over and over again, and it's like it's so silly. I didn't do.
Appreciate that some of the articles said individual though? A lot of them used that as the. They didn't say, like...
that's a good point. I didn't focus on that, but yeah, if they use that, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was thoughtful, at least.
Yeah, so it doesn't throw you under the bus, either.
So, what were you thinking when, you know, you started seeing those headlines?
I was like, holy cow, I can't believe this is actually has some traction. I didn't think this was really a big story. I thought they were really just going to throw it, like, just kind of throw it, what do you call it, dust it under the rug.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really think that they wanted to give me attention.
They didn't.
They gave
him attention.
Well, they gave me attention too. I mean,
later.
Thing is, though, with all these cameras going, can you imagine lying about that and then trying to make a story out of it, like bring it up in the debate?
Yeah, right.
If I were him, I would have been like, I probably shouldn't have said that. Oh well, I certainly won't like draw more attention to it and make it more
point.
Of a story.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up because in the debate. I didn't watch it, but apparently you, I don't know, did you subject yourself to the whole
thing? Not the whole thing, just the foreign policy part, and then someone pointed out to me that he did mention the incident, so
yeah,
I watched that part.
Yeah, he used it to make a political
point.
That's
right, and that's when it all kind of spread to him, sure.
But he's got to know, the only other thing I can think of is like, I can't think of anything else, like he knows that you didn't hit him.
Oh, yeah.
He has to.
No, he's already admitted this. He's admitted
it.
Okay.
Story. He's walked it back.
This is
the
series.
Still
of,
lying about it.
This is the series of events. Can I go over this real quick?
Yeah.
He hit me.
This is what he said at the time.
At the time. And then he said he took a swing at me and grazed me. I'm fine. He swung and missed. And then it came to he tried to assault me.
It became I thought he was going to.
Yeah.
I've got the actual statement. I've got his. One of his more recent interviews where he's fully tried to walk this path.
And then the WMUR was like, he's accusing you of assault.
I can't wait for this guy to be
That's
senator.
How it all turned around on him.
He said he can't wait
for him to be senator. He's going to be great.
Right. More coming up here. We'll play this audio from the mainstream media on the way.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here at the number 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Dominic Bashford, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon, but Dominic has contributed to $10 a month, so thank you, Dominic, for helping us out. We only ask for $5, so he's doing twice as much. So really appreciate that. And AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do. If you like the ideas of liberty being discussed every single night on broadcast radio and beyond, then please get behind the show at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMPS podcast, which has the full radio show minus the recorded ads. And you can enjoy those. Just go get signed up over at amps.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the mainstream media here and their just dismal reporting. I mean, we know that journalism is dead,
yeah.
Right? Like, and it just keeps on proving it over and over again with this just pathetic, not even bothering to check the other side. When
nope.
They heard from the Don Bolduc campaign that some crazy man had attacked their candidate outside of the debate last night, they just went to press.
Yep.
They didn't even bother trying to check anything.
Because they thought maybe I would be in jail still.
But maybe.
No, the cops realized, we've got to release this guy.
They did. You know. They did. So I've got the clip here from one of these mainstream reports. Now, this isn't from last night. This is the updated report from today after the video came out. So
right.
What happened late last night was we had multiple camera angles. Different activists were on the scene. There was one, we believe, Bolduc supporter who was recording video as well, and she was streaming it live, so all her stuff was already up on Facebook by the time we all got home. We went out, by the way, after we bailed you out, we all went out to dinner, and we hung out for like a couple
Wait,
hours.
Wait, where was I? No, I'm just kidding.
You were there. You were the guest
kidding.
Of honor.
I'm just kidding.
And so, you know, that's kind of a thing. It's like a tradition we have
yeah,
here in Keene.
Yeah.
Is if anybody ever gets arrested, we go, we help them get out if they want to get out, because some people don't want to bail, you know, they just want to sit or whatever, so you respect their choice.
Huh.
But get the person out. Go grab some dinner and then go home. So that's what we did. But then we went to work after we got home. And so Bill Barger, who had filmed some of the footage And then Christopher Wade, our Friday night co-host, who had filmed some of the footage. Of course, we had some as well. Bonnie and I, we shared some of the videos. You know, we're uploading them, and people are downloading different copies and things like that. And I cut together a video. I didn't have Bill's footage at this point. He was having trouble with his upload. And it's too bad. He's got a similar shot as Chow Kelly, who was the first. If you've seen the video, we've been talking about it, freekeen.com. The first part of the video where you can hear him yelling, "He hit me!" over and over again, that part. Bill got that footage, but his was clearer video, but he didn't get any audio. Right. So I didn't have that one at the time.
Yeah, the other person got good audio.
Yeah, but I got two clips from two completely different angles, and I edited together this. There was already, like, just the one angle that was kind of getting passed around, but I wanted to make it crystal clear what had happened, and you couldn't see the elbow from the first angle.
Correct.
That Don Bolduc elbowed you with. But you can definitely see it in the second clip.
Right.
So I made a less than, you know, basically 2 minute, 20 second video, the length of mm-hmm. Twitter, and put that thing together. And I got it out by like 2 or 3 in the morning. It started getting shared around by the few people that were up at that time. And Justin O'Donnell, who's a libertarian activist here, he's got his own podcast. I think it's called The Subversive. Subversive Podcast. He went crazy with it. He was going on every mainstream media publication, everybody who was sharing any of the mainstream media publication stories, and just saying, this is what really happened, and just started posting this
yep.
this video around. And then I sent out to my email list, I've got this like custom email list of mainstream media sources that have reported in the past on something that we've done, right? Like whether it be the Robin Hooding of Keene or whatever it is. And they've opted in to receive our emails. And so I only send it once in a while, like a few times a year, only like what I consider the most newsworthy things, because I don't want to bombard their email addresses. So that way when they see something from me, it's like, all right, we should open this. And so I sent this out saying, okay, well, here's video of what Don Bolduc was claiming, and he's lying.
Yeah.
And so I put that out there. So by the time the people showed up for the morning news shift, right, like they had that in their email box,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the interest started coming out of, okay, well, we don't have the whole story.
The gig is up.
Yeah, and we need to talk to Joa about this.
If anything, Bolduc should have been arrested and not been able to debate.
So when they update the story, it doesn't go out as a news story, right? You have to,
it depends.
Buried, or do they like refresh it to the top of the page?
It depends
page?
How they do it. If they update the story, I don't know what happens to its positioning, but some mm-hmm. of them did post completely news stories.
All right, well, that's good.
I haven't actually seen a redacted story yet.
Oh, some of them have done nothing at all.
Yeah.
Right? Like some of the right-wing kind of leaning major mainstream stuff have done yeah. nothing, but the New Hampshire ones have been taking this under advisement, and they have been changing their story. So in this report from WMUR earlier today, WMUR, for listeners that don't know, is basically the only broadcast television station in New Hampshire. This is it. And they did a report about this. I'm just going to play this audio here, which includes an interview of Don Bolduc, where he weighs in on what has happened.
Between Senator Maggie Hassan and her challenger, retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc.
Okay, before we go on, the headliner, the lower third on this says, Bolduc rushed. So even though this is, they've seen the footage, they're playing some of the footage in this clip, it's clear he wasn't rushed by anyone except for maybe the cops and his campaign manager,
right,
who rushed up to him to save him from you talking to him with your hand behind
yeah,
your
you
back.
Yeah, you suck, don't go to war.
Yeah. But, you know, Bolduc rushed at a glance, it makes it sound like there's like some crowd of people that's like, you know, thronging in on
He was
him.
Rushed by the two supporters with the flag that came and like attacked you.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Joe so was more rushed yeah. by them, and they did attack him. But anyway, let me continue here.
Look at this video right here. Bolduc is greeting the crowd outside the venue when a libertarian activist confronts Bolduc. Thanks so much for joining us here at noon. I'm Troy Lynch, and that man who rushed towards Bolduc is facing charges right now. WMUR's Ray Brewer is live with more.
What charges?
Yeah, not even associated to this so-called assault.
Right. Yeah, I have nothing to do with the alleged assault, which didn't happen.
General Don Bolduc is currently holding a town hall meeting here at the Loudoun Country Club. But before that meeting, he did address what happened last night prior to the debate. Now, this is video of that incident. It shows General Bolduc greeting members of his crowd there.
On the screen, they have your smiling face, Joa, and
I love
your mugshot, which is
one
of the best.
I always smile for mugshots.
Yeah, one of the best. Did they try to tell you you couldn't?
No.
Okay.
They were pretty kind to me in there. I'm going to be honest. It was pretty decent people.
A lot of times the cops in New Hampshire are on their best behavior when they know that we're around. You know, they don't want to be caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, even though sometimes they still do.
The man later identified as Joseph Hart, a libertarian activist. Now, Bolduc supporters surround the man and Goffstown police rush in. Now, prior to the incident, according to police, Hart had been asked to leave the premises. As a result of the disturbance, Hart was charged with criminal trespass and disorderly conduct, but he has not been charged with assault.
All right, so they did do that.
They did actually get that right.
They did clarify that.
Yay!
So that's good news. And here's Don Bolduc and what he has to say. Now, remember, this is midday. This is today, middle of the day. The official
He's still having
out.
Flashbacks of the vicious attack.
Yeah, here we go.
Were you assaulted last night?
I wouldn't call it an assault, you know.
Okay, remember last night he said, he hit me!
He hit me!
Like four or five times, apparently. After Joa didn't even do anything except talk to him.
Well, if the police wasn't there, you know, if the police didn't do their job, it probably would have been an assault, but you can't speculate.
Okay, but you just...
It would have been a verbal assault. Hey. You would have been like, why do you love war so much?
That's some leftist verbal assault. All right, so, but... No, let me speculate for a second here. He assaulted me. Oh, wait, that's not speculation. It's on video.
He just speculated, though, right? Like he said what he thought would have happened if the police weren't there, and then goes to say you can't speculate right after he just...
Yeah, that's a cover. Yeah, that's some politics right there. Huh?
So I'm grateful that the police were there. I'm grateful they did their job. As you know, a big supporter of law enforcement.
I'm grateful that the police were there, too, because they're adding to my lawsuit. So I'm going to be suing them as well. So that's going to be coming to pass. Oh, absolutely wrongful arrest. And I'll be suing him for slander. But, like, the thing is, I am going to do
this
it.
This is libel.
I know. I believe you.
He's recorded.
Oh, liable. Yeah. He's liable.
He slandered you on site.
Yeah, on site slander. And now he's liable for these, for, you know, lying more. Lying.
Wait, is it libel when it's recorded, even if it's spoken words?
As I understand it, the difference, and please correct me if I'm wrong, legal experts out there, slander is when someone says something about you that's false. Libel is when slander is recorded. So if he's lying about you on video or on an audio recording, that is libel, which is different than being liable.
You could also say it's disorderly conduct if you do it in front of a police officer, right?
Yeah, apparently. So
let's make that happen, Goffstown.
I got more of him trying to walk back what he said before, but yet still lying.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.